And we're in Limerick today to continue our local election coverage. The city and county has two local elections on June the 7th. There's the council election, obviously, that's happening everywhere. But also in Limerick, there's the contest for the country's first elected mayor. Cian McCormack is in our Limerick studio. And Cian, let's focus on the mayoral election and how much people know about it.
Well, what do they know about it, Anya? Well, they know about it, and I'd say everyone I talked to knew about it. But when it came to exactly what the mayor will do, most people just didn't know. And when I probed a little bit further, when I asked people to name some of the candidates, well, many couldn't name them. Some of them could name one or two, and others named European and local election candidates. Here's a small selection of the voices from my past 2 days here.
Are you aware of what the role is?
No.
Do you find it hard to vote then? Or
it's hard to vote because you're not really sure what their role is.
How many of the candidates would you know? Could you list off a couple of them?
No.
Like, what do you know about it?
I know basically it'll be the mayor will have certain powers.
Do you know what those powers are?
I don't, no.
Okay. There's the mayoral election happening here.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
I am, yeah.
Do you know what the new mayor will do, the function of the new mayor, what it is?
I haven't a clue what the function of the new mayor will be, and that's very being honest.
Could you name some of the candidates in the mayoral election?
No.
Do you know what the new mayor will do? I'm not trying to catch you out here now. No, I'm asking everyone, and I must say the majority of people don't know.
Don't know, but like we're listening to interviews in Holland, there's a load of waffle coming
out. Well, do you know what the new mayor will do?
No.
Nick Rabbits from the Limerick Leader is covering this election. Good morning,
Good
Nick.
Good morning to you, Ian.
Now, I should say two people I talked to listed five candidates. But Nick, let's do a brief explainer on this one first. What can the mayor actually do?
Yeah, I mean, it's unlike any other public job. It's an experiment. We really are between the devil and deep blue sea here. They will be chief spokesperson for the city and the county. They'll be putting the case for Limerick to national agencies. They'll have a budget of €700 million to provide a programme for their office for 5 years. And they're going to have a special fund of €40 million.
So what kind of power will the mayor have? Is it like a super coherent lock, because they still have to be supported by the members of the council?
Absolutely. It's very important that they bring people along with them. They'll be developing a housing strategy for Limerick. They'll be coming up with a development plan, which ultimately can govern what is allowed to be built where in Limerick. But it all has to fall in line with government policy. Project Ireland 2040, which foresees a doubling of Ireland's population within 40 years. So,
is there a misconception amongst voters about what the mayor can do?
Absolutely. Some of the things I've heard from people, they expect them to have a say in everyday life in Limerick. I've heard people say the mayor will be able to vary our taxes, the mayor will be able to, you know, improve certain conditions around employment. The mayor will be able to help University of Limerick. That's not going to happen.
Well, do you think people are engaged with this?
I think people are engaged. It's wonderful to see. It's inspired an awful lot of people. But I do think there's an issue around the nuts and bolts of what the mayor will actually be able to do.
Like, I think people know about it, but are they engaged? Because as you could hear from the Vox Pop, no one really knew what the mayor would actually do.
No one really knows what the mayor will actually do. I think it's because we are in such a new stage here. It's the first time anywhere in Ireland that a mayor has been elected. It's the first time in this country. It is the great unknown. And I think the fact that there's no sort of quote-unquote celebrity candidates in the mix has perhaps led to sort of perhaps a lack of awareness.
There was a debate here in Limerick. 600 people watched online, 300 attended it. That's 900 people. It's
people.
A small fraction of the total electorate in the city and council and county. Are people really engaged again?
Looking at those figures, suggesting those figures, it wouldn't appear so. However, it is something that I do go out and I do hear people talking about it in pubs. I think the big thing will be what will be the turnout on election day in 2 weeks' time.
Well, turnout is always key. Nick Rabbits, thanks for joining us here in Limerick. Later in the programme, we'll be hearing what matters to voters here in Limerick City and County.